gorgeous for both this evening. Praise God. And just if anybody would like to pray, just a no sweep at Nabby. Not the way I usually do it, but if you'd like to pray tonight, we'll probably just sing about a course or two. But if you'd like to pray, just start the service.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Just need to open it off.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
thirsting of my soul. each one tonight, and we do give everyone a warm welcome in the name of the Lord. And we just thank the Lord for His goodness. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good?
Yes.
Praise God. And Sharon wants to thank everyone for your prayers, for praying for her. I had to take her into hospital yesterday morning early, and they eventually found out she had kidney stones. And there's a brother praying, we just trust they're going to go. And I was thinking the night, you know, sitting there, there's a lot of dogs barking. You might not understand what I mean with that. But I have a couple of dogs, and sometimes at night I have to go out and tell them to shut up for a bit. Because I'm sick listening to them. And that's what you have to do with the devil. And Jesus stood up in the boat, and he told it basically to lie down in the sea when the storm came. The more that said, lie down. The Bible says it was a great calm. Amen. The whole creation obeys him.
Yeah,
praise God. If we can just get in the right place with the Holy Spirit, then he can speak through us, and then it'll have to obey. Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The Spirit of the Lord. Let's turn to the Word of God tonight. And it won't be long tonight, and I just felt as praying. I know I've been preaching on the gifts of the Spirit for a few weeks, but I felt tonight to talk a little bit about mediator and advocate. And I know I did preach this before, and actually in 2007. And that's a long time back, isn't it? And I preached it in Africa over the radio. I remember preaching this same, similar anyhow. You never know, message is the same. But I want to read 1 Timothy, 1 Epistle of Timothy, chapter 2, and verses 3 to 6. Praise God. For this is a good and acceptable in the sight of God your Saviour, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. The key bit from this I want to take is, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved.
Yes.
God's will is it all will be saved.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads tonight. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that we have an advocate with the Father through Jesus Christ the righteous, your Son. And we thank you that we have open access, the way is open, and we can come from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence by this new and living way which you consecrated through the precious blood of the Lamb without spot or blemish. Father, we plead the blood as we come tonight. On our lives afresh, we pray, cleanse us from every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed. Wash us in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Cover all in this house with your blood. All that's near and dear to us, cover them with your precious blood. We plead the merits of the blood over every one of them tonight, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every lying dog. Your word talks
Amen.
About lying dogs.
Yes.
We rebuke every lying dog
Amen.
And the bulls of Bashan.
Yes.
We come against them tonight.
In Jesus' name.
Not in our own might nor power, but in the name that's above every name, the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
And we take the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
And we thank you. You undertake for us
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
It's maybe seated. Praise God. Anyone listening in? My sister telling me tonight there's people now listening in America as well. So it's Germany, Australia, New Zealand, America, and other places. And India. I don't know many places, but wherever someone is listening, the Lord bless you. Praise God. Mediator. I tell you, Christ is a real mediator, isn't he? Praise God. Paul writing to Timothy here said that the will of God was that all men might be saved. Some people preach a limited atonement. They preach a limited salvation. But I believe that there's no limit to what God can do. Whether salvation or healing or filling with the Holy Ghost, there is no limit on God. His word is plain and his word is clear. His will is that all will be saved. Everyone can be saved that will come. Whosoever will may come. The word of God tells us in John, in the book of Acts, several times in Acts, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's for everybody that will come. Amen. Now he's appointed to this end, the mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is appointed by God. He wasn't appointed the general overseers or an organization, but he was appointed by Almighty God. And he was appointed from the foundation of the world. So God has someone tonight that can represent you. Amen. And can represent me.
Amen.
And he's the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We can have no greater representative than the one we have. His name's above every other name. And the word of God is clear in verse 6, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Christ is the one that's to be testified. Amen.
Amen.
And he's appointed by God. He is a mediator for both the believers and the unbelievers. So this man, Jesus, is a mediator for us that are saved and for the unsaved. Praise God. Mediator for both, between God and man. No man can come to God only by Jesus. Do you realize that?
Yes,
for there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, I was thinking of someone John used to say to us when we were young, and it's so true. No fancy stuff. And that's what's wrong with a lot of preaching today. I believe that. It's true. No fancy stuff. God does not need you to try and help him with some fancy dander. The simple gospel's the truth.
Amen.
A sincere prayer's right. God wants you as you are.
Yes,
he'll take you as you are. He'll receive you as you are. You don't need to have anything fancy about it. The idea of you need a certain thing for God to move or a certain way for God to move is unscriptural. God will move anywhere for people that are sincere.
Amen.
Whether it's in a back field or in a house or anywhere, God is able to move.
Amen.
He's not restricted by anything. He's Almighty God. And the Bible and the Gospel, simple Paul talks about, I'm surprised, more or less, how you have been deceived.
Yes.
From the simplicity that's in Christ.
Yes.
To another Gospel, which
Yes.
is not a Gospel.
That's right.
And many today are not preaching the Gospel. They're preaching a fancy dander.
Yes.
I hope I'm not saying that wrong. You understand what I mean by that?
Amen.
Fancy ideas and some big thing to make it sound good. This has to be plain, simple. God's word is straight and clear.
Amen.
And I tell you, God's word's the truth.
Amen.
A man can mediate between two men, but he cannot mediate between a man and a horse. So this new carry on of the binary, and they don't know what they are. How can God work with that? God, in order to reach you and me, condescended.
Amen.
He condescended. That means he came down. The word of God says that he lowered himself a little lower than the angels, and he took upon him the form of a man and became obedient unto death,
yes,
even the death of the cross. God condescended in the person of his lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God being in Christ, to reconcile the world unto himself. He done that so that he could intercede, so that he could mediate for me and you.
Yes.
Not only mediate, but be our advocate.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So the Son of God, you know, he mediates, You see, he's the divine man. All the old preachers used to preach about the God man. You'll not hear that much today. Spurgeon and all them, that was all of them they're preaching. The God man. Jesus is more than an ordinary man. He's God in flesh.
Amen.
He is the divine man. His blood has no sin in it. Every one of us was born sinners by nature, sinners by birth. It's clear throughout the Bible.
Amen.
But Christ was born without sin. The virgin birth, the immaculate conception, the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Ghost. That's the Word of God.
Amen.
And Jesus' blood was God's blood. Unadulterated blood, pure blood, blood that could redeem us from everything we were under, the pure blood of Jesus Christ. And when he went to the cross, his blood type matches all of us, and he can give us a spiritual transfusion at Calvary, and we can be born again and our sins washed away with the blood of Jesus. I'm glad tonight he doesn't take away some sins, but all of them.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
He's a divine man. Now, he had the nature of both man and God. And you know, one time William Branham was preaching about him, and the woman said, "You made far too much of Jesus tonight." Well, there was a fellow once came to our meetings, and we didn't say that about him. We all went away saying he made far too little of him, but you remember that. But William Branham, he said, made too much of him. And she says, "You made him God." He said, "Praise the Lord."
Amen.
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 That's what you have to do. Make him God, for he is God in flesh.
Amen.
She says, "Oh, but brother, you don't realize he was just a man when he slept in the boat. And he's just a man when he cried at the grave of Lazarus." And he said, "That's right." But he said, when he said, "Lazarus, come forth," and a man that was dead for 4 days rose from the grave, he was God.
Amen.
When he stood up in the boat and he said, "Peace, be still,"
yes,
and there was a great calm, he was God.
Amen.
When he met the legion and the man possessed with demons in the land of the Gadarenes, he was God in flesh.
Yes.
And the very demons knew him.
That's right. Yes.
And they said, "Art thou come to torment us before the time, thou Holy One of Israel?"
Amen.
They knew who he was.
Yes.
I tell you, the anointing of God breaks every yoke.
Yes.
And Jesus had the anointing. He said in Luke's Gospel, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is necessary then for the Son of God to become a man, that he might mediate between God and man. And when he ascended, he took up his manhood with him, and he is now in heaven, Jesus Christ. Look at verse 5 of 1 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." Jesus is at the right hand of the majesty on high, and he sat down. And I love that, because when you come home from your work and you sit down, the work's done. And it's rendered done because he conquered the devil at the cross.
Amen. Yes.
Jesus has already done the work.
Amen.
We need to believe
Amen.
It.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He's already done it.
Amen.
But he is our mediator. Not only is he our mediator, but he's our advocate. Now the sinner doesn't need an advocate. The man that's not saved does not need an advocate. But the Christian does. A man that's not saved needs a pardon.
Amen.
That's what he needs. But us that are saved have an advocate. Because we can fall short, make mistakes, but we have an advocate,
yes,
that we can go to, and he takes up our case and he forgives us.
Amen.
Praise God. And I tell you, this is the thing that gets a lot of Christians to down. They think if they do something wrong, they're finished. And the devil tells them, "There you are, you made a mistake." And they get down. I want to deal with this for a moment tonight. I believe this puts a lot of people in bondage. But I want you to see your advocate. Turn with me to the first epistle of John, chapter 2 and verse 1. But there... The first epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 1. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." This we see, Jesus is the advocate for the righteous only. The man that's unsaved, don't misunderstand me, the man that's unsaved needs a pardon. He's not at the stage where he needs an advocate, he needs pardon first. But this, he's calling us, my little children. And we know that we can sin. There's two sins. Let me say it again, two. There's original sin, which happened 2,000 or thousands of years ago in the Garden of Eden, 6,000 years ago, sin. When the first man sinned, how long back? 6,000 years. When Adam fell, sin came into the world by one man. That's the Bible, Romans tells us.
Yes, amen.
That is the first sin. That's the sin that Christ dealt with at the cross. But then there's sins that can be committed once we're saved. Now that sin's dealt with, he dealt with it at the cross. It'll never have to be forgiven again once you're saved and you've come under the blood of Jesus. It's dealt with. But we can make mistakes, we can do things we shouldn't do. And we need an advocate.
Yes,
and he is that advocate.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My little children, to those who are entitled to call God Father. And there's a brother, somebody prayed tonight, if there was a sister, that he is our Father. Because we're born again, we're sons and daughters of God. God is our Father. We have a right to call him Father. He goes further, he says, call no other man Father, for you have one Father, that's your Heavenly Father. So God is our Father. And Jesus is our advocate to get to the Father. And we can come to God through his provided way, and his provided way is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The sinner doesn't need the advocate, he needs a Savior. What is the use of an advocate when the trial's over? He's condemned and he's not saved. But once he's saved, there's hope. Now there's hope when he's not saved, but he has to come. Amen.
Amen.
Now, John chapter 3, verse 18 and 36, and I'm going to miss some things just the way of time, but John chapter 3, and I want to go as slow as I can and deliberately go through it myself here to slow myself down. I don't want to go too quick, but I want you to get this. John chapter 3, verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. So as soon as you believe on Jesus Christ, you're no longer condemned. But if you don't believe, you're condemned. For he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So believing on the name, you're not condemned. That's simple, isn't it? No fancy stuff, but it's real.
Amen.
And it's effective. Now there's no word for we're to believe in anything else.
Amen.
Or anybody else.
Amen.
We are only to believe on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nothing else. I told you God needs no stick to prop him up.
Amen.
This is it. Christ alone.
Amen.
You're saved by believing in Christ alone. You're filled with the Holy Ghost through Christ alone. By the Holy Spirit. You're healed through the power that strikes of Jesus Christ alone.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ himself is coming to get you.
Yes.
John 14.
Yes.
I go away, but I'm coming again.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
it's him.
Amen.
So if it's all him, we need to praise him.
Amen.
We need to give the Lord all the glory. Nobody else. Nobody else is due. I'm convinced why God doesn't maybe let certain things take place is people are so quick to put a man on. We've seen it. And their attention goes from Christ to the man.
Right.
And God doesn't want that.
Amen.
He wants the attention on him.
Yes.
My glory I will not give to another.
Amen.
And sometimes if someone goes off one way too far, God has to and always will send someone to correct it.
Amen.
And that's God's true people. And it'll almost be the other road. In an extreme. Just to bring it right down the middle. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
And the gospel is the truth. It's neither here nor there. It's right down.
Amen.
Line upon line.
Yes.
Precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. So is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Now some have claimed that Jesus is the advocate for everyone. You know, because the verse says that he is the propitiation for our sins. Not for our sins only, but also the sins of the world. The word propitiation does not mean that the atonement of Christ saves the whole world. But it makes possible the salvation of the whole world. It doesn't mean it's automatically done, because God has given men and women a free will, a free choice.
Yes.
But it is possible they can save the whole world.
Yes,
the atonement is made to save the whole world.
Amen.
This business of preaching, it's limited, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with it. I remember a man dying wouldn't let me pray for him. He was so doctrinated and he died. And he was so doctrinated and he tried to tell me, he started preaching to me and asked coming to pray for him. And he had the Bible and some other notes and everything ready for me coming. And he gave me a sermon. He gave me a whole sermon about a living in atonement. And I said, no harm to you. I don't believe in your limited atonement. Now, don't limit God to me.
Amen. Praise God.
God I serve is not limited.
Amen. That's right.
He can save whomsoever. And the Bible says, oh, but he quoted all these verses, only the lack and all these different things. And the Bible says, whosoever. Amen. By the impeach, he said one time, he says, of all the elect sin, God elect some more. Mm-hmm. That'll do me.
Amen.
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 Not right?
Yes.
That's how we should, our attitude should be. That's the Lord's attitude.
Amen. Yes.
Jesus himself's attitude is to save all that'll come.
Yes.
So why should we change it? And we're not going to change it. What a condemned man needs is a pardon. John 3, look at verse 36 of John chapter 3 as well. Verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. So there's life, complete life, through believing in Jesus Christ. Praise God. The word propitiation is a wonderful word, you know. Propitiation. Now, first of all, let me get this. This is just some views. I want to give you them. I've already maybe mentioned them, but I want you to get them. And I've already stated them. But I want you to give me the names of what they are so you'll know what it means. So hold the atonement in the nature of commercial transaction. In a commercial transaction, there must be a buyer and a seller, and the things to be sold for a price paid for. But so if it's 100 horses sold, 100 horses paid for, that's it. And that's the way they look at it. The buyer would want to be sure not only to get the right number, but the right ones. On this view of the atonement, Jesus paid with his blood only for a certain number. That's what they believe. That's what the whole time. Now, I don't believe that. And if somebody else says, the Lord bless you, that's not my view.
No.
And if you have a quote for somebody that believes it, good enough, still not my view.
Yes.
I don't care if you have 1,000 quotes. To me, that limits God.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The other view, some claim the Bible represents the atonement is made for men. Therefore, men will be saved. These persons are consistently universalists. Then the third class holds the view that the nature of Christ's atonement was not a mere payment of a debt of a few, the elect, neither does it save all men, but it is of such an assumption of the penalty of the law that God can now honorably and justly forgive any man his sins who'll come.
Yes, amen.
That's my view.
Yes.
Any man, honorably and justly forgive him and accept Jesus as a Savior. The latter view must be the right view, for it's a scriptural view. Look at John 6, verse 37. John 6, verse 37. All the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Amen.
You see, some people preach it in such a way that people near think they couldn't get saved. But anybody can get saved.
Amen.
God can save a homosexual.
Yes.
He can save a prostitute. He can save the biggest drunkard you can ever show me. He can even save a murderer. And Paul the Apostle is one of the greatest apostles in this Bible, and he held the coat of those that stoned Stephen. He persecuted the church.
Yes.
When he got saved, they didn't even want him. They said, we have heard of this pestilent fowl.
Yes.
And God spoke to him and said, he's my servant, accept him.
Amen.
And if God hadn't spoken to him, they wouldn't have had him. God chose his people nobody else would choose.
Yes.
That's who God chooses. The Bible calls him the great physician. And he says he didn't come for the righteous, but the unrighteous. The Lord come for the unrighteous. He's a physician. So there has to be somebody sick if he's a physician. So he's come to heal, he's come to save, and he's come to deliver the great physician, the sympathizing Jesus. Salvation does not limit to any spice or class. And the demand for repentance and faith shows that if any man or woman believes in the Lord, they can and will be saved.
Yes.
Thank God for it. There's no certain conditions to be saved. Jesus Christ died on the cross. Jesus then is the advocate. for the saved. He's the advocate for the saved. When we are saved and we make a mistake, we can come to the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord can cleanse us and forgive us. If Jesus is our advocate, then what's an advocate for? Listen to this. Not for sin, for that sin was atoned for on the cross. Original sin.
Yes.
So the original sin is dealt with on the cross. Jesus done it. But Jesus tonight is still our advocate. Though the original sin is dealt with, he's still our advocate. Praise God. For the sins we commit since we've become Christians, he can forgive them. He's our advocate. Turn with me to John again, the Epistle of John. The Epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 1. Praise God. My little children, these things write unto you that if ye sin. Now he's talking to little children, so they're saved. If you sin. Many Christians do make a mistake and sin, and they condemn themselves, and the devil will do it for you. Doesn't the Bible say he is an accuser of the brethren?
Yes.
Now that doesn't mean the brethren assembly. That means all saved.
Yes,
the brethren.
Yes.
That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the brethren got the name from. The scriptural saying. Amen. Mm-hmm. But all the brethren, the devil wants to accuse us. So our advocate intercedes for us because we sin. That's his business. He intercedes for us. He is praying for us. Did you ever think of that? Jesus is praying for you. He showed us an example when he said to Peter, Satan have desired to sift you sweet, but I have prayed for you. Imagine the Lord's praying for you. Amen. When you feel you're all alone and think it's hopeless, the Lord's there. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end. Praise God for it. Isn't it wonderful? Before the Father, if a man broke the law, or is accused of breaking it, the first cause, you know, God wants, listen to this, the first thing he needs is a lawyer if he breaks the law, isn't that right? First thing a man needs if he breaks the law is a lawyer, and that's an advocate. An advocate's your legal lawyer. And you have a legal lawyer tonight called Jesus. He takes up your case.
Amen.
I want you to understand that the Lord takes up your case.
Yes.
Praise God. One who will plead his cause and see he gets justice. So the believer, when he sins, needs an advocate. Many Christians are disheartened and discouraged because they sin and feel that it is a sign that we're never saved. But the devil never made you feel like that till you got saved. Then when you get saved, he'll tell you you're not saved. That's how you know you are saved. He never tell you you weren't saved till you got saved. But as soon as you get saved, he'll try to tell you you're not saved. And even if you do a mistake, it doesn't mean you're not saved.
Mm-hmm.
It just means you need to go back to the advocate.
Amen.
Keeps you in close relation, doesn't it?
Yes.
And even when the brother said to pray tonight, this here fails all the time. This time we know, somebody said we're not in the latest age, go down the town for a couple of hours and you'll find out. If you think you're in the millennium, I tell you, you won't be too long, do you know that's nonsense?
Amen.
This here flesh gives trouble all the time. It needs brought under subjection to the Word of God.
Amen.
And we need the advocate.
Yes.
But he's there. He's always there.
Amen.
His ears open to a cry. His arms not short, and he can save and deliver, and he can hear us. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Look at chapter 1, verse 8 of the Epistle of John here. The first Epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 8. And I'm going to finish in a moment. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth's not even in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now that doesn't mean that you come before some earthly priest and you tell him all, because he is as bad as you're made, if not worse. It is Jesus that you need to go down before. And it is the Lord. You need to get on your knees before the Lord and confess to him. And I'll tell you another thing. He won't tell the other wee priest next door to him what you've done. And he won't know more about you than your husband knows, or your wife, vice versa. But there's living priests today, and they know more about some men's wives than the men themselves know. And that's wrong. That's against the Word of God. Jesus Christ is our high priest.
Amen.
You can go to him in secret and he'll hear you and he'll cleanse you and stone and dust it. And Jesus said, don't call what I've cleansed common or unclean. A man told me once, a man said this, I have to be careful how I say this, though he wasn't when he said it about me, but anyhow, he said, I would have anybody in the pulpit because of a certain man. There was an accusation made against him years ago, and he's preached here, and you should know who I'm talking about, and he was too holy to have that man. You know, seeing as he was still having a sin against him. When I prayed with this certain man that he met name, and the Lord gave me the scripture, do not call what I've cleansed common or unclean. God spoke to me that scripture. And I had a man come and preach, and you know he's passed on now, and he's a great preacher. And that boy condemned me in his pulpit because I had this certain man, he was too holy to have him. Who was he to be too holy? Who was I? Seriously? What man is there that could condemn another man? None, not a one. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one.
Amen.
Christ's the only one.
Amen.
He's the only one. So when God cleanses somebody, they're clean. You know, one night, and I'm going to have to close in a moment, Big Ian Paisley is preaching, there's two known prostitutes came into the vestry, the back, after the service. And they said, Ian, is there any chance for two women like us? And he says there is. And he led them both to the Lord. And they both conceived. That's the power of God. That's what God's able to do. And God cleansed them. And they were forgiven. Praise God. Now let me read just a couple of verses in the book of Luke. Verse 12 and verse 13 of this first chapter. Verse 12 and 13. Chapter 3. Let's read chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. God is going to change these bodies. We're waiting for the redemption of this body to wit. We need these bodies redeemed. It's potentially done. We know that. The soul's redeemed. The body's potentially done. But we're waiting for the body change.
Yes.
For the Lord to change these bodies. Praise God. And he's going to come and do it. Aren't you glad tonight you have an advocate? I hope I've explained it. You know, the Lord will bless you with something. Don't be afraid to come to the Lord. Now, there's nothing wrong to share your heart with somebody and to pray for you. I believe that. But who is a man that can hear the sins of another man? Nobody. There's nobody built to do it.
Right.
All flesh is corrupted, the Bible says.
Yes.
But Christ's the only one that's pure.
Yes. Amen.
His ears open for us tonight. We can come to him. We can have a private conference with the Lord. It's great, you know, when you have a private conference with the Lord. When you go away by yourself, get down on your knees, really sincere. I'm a believer, getting on your knees when you're praying and avail yourself. Humble yourself before God. Get down on your knees and just tell him everything. And I'll tell you, he'll hear you. Praise God. He will hear and answer you. And even when we come here to pray and somebody's praying, agree with them. Amen them. Amen, mate, says, let it be. That's what you're meaning.
Amen.
So let it be, Lord. And we want it to be, don't we? Praise God. Let us continue the night as we're going to come and pray. And I want to encourage you, even if you just say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. God will hear it.
Amen. Yes, he will.
Don't forget to keep praying for loved ones. Every one of them. Want to see them coming. And Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
The Lord bless each one.